As commented on by Drs. Lynch, Greco, and Lilienbaum, the Flex dataset will now be an important consideration in non-protocol algorithms and guidelines and be considered in the design of new clinical trials. In Chicago, at the ASCO meeting, I met with the principal investigator of this historic study, Dr. Robert Perker, and he began our conversation by summarizing where we've been and where we are right now in the management of patients with advanced disease.
These patients usually receive chemotherapy, which in fit patients is platinum-based chemotherapy. And there are now strategies to improve the outcome of this chemotherapy by either customized chemotherapy or by adding targeted treatments. We decided to look into targeted treatments and using the EGF receptor as a target. And to achieve this, we used cetuximab, a monoclonal antibody. And first we did randomized phase 2 trial in patients with advanced EGF receptor expressing non-small cell lung cancer, the so-called LUCAS trial. And this trial suggested that we can increase the response rate, that was statistically significant, and also suggested that we might have improved survival. And based on this encouraging data, we decided to run a phase 3 trial, which was termed the FLEX trial. And the FLEX trial tried to demonstrate a superior survival for chemo plus cetuximab compared to chemotherapy alone in advanced non-small cell lung cancer. The eligibility criteria were mainly stage 3B with malignant pleural effusion, which had to be documented, and stage 4 disease. And the patient had to have EGF receptor expression in the tumors measured by immunohistochemistry.
And that was 1 plus?
There was any positivity. So it was 1 plus cell. But we should try to evaluate at least 100 cell. But if one was positive, it was enough. And these patients were then randomized. Further inclusion criteria, also what I would like to stress, were patients with all histologies, adenos, squamous, also large cells, so all histological subtypes. Then we also decided to include patients with PS2. So we had PS-ECOG 0, 1, and 2. And the other main inclusion criteria were also that we did not screen for brain metastases, but in the case of patients where brain metastases were known to be excluded. So it was a pretty broad patient population, and these patients were then randomized into chemo plus cetuximab, followed by cetuximab as a single agent or maintenance, or chemotherapy alone. For chemo, we selected protocol cisplatin, vinorelbine, which we also used in the LUCAS trial, and it was used in pretty much standard doses, and cetuximab also at the standard doses.
And how long was the maintenance continued?
The maintenance was planned to continue until progressive disease or unacceptable toxicity.